And it's turned out to be a lovely day, as you heard from Al a moment ago. Humidity down to 0.61, and our temp 83 degrees. And we did get a little rain overnight, and those thunderstorms that quickly moved through the cities, I don't know, about 10 o'clock or whatever, and dumped some rain, are now in the Chicagoland area. And there are thunderstorms in the forecast, and we'll be going to Chicago and Wrigley Field and visit with Bobby Nightingale shortly, where the Twins and Cubs play game two of the three-game set. But looks like whatever is there will move through quickly, and we will get the ball game in. Meanwhile, third round of the 154th Open at Royal Birkdale, and the leaderboard has got certainly some big names on it. And following the ball game, the third round will be in the books. Lucas Herbert from Australia, 9 under par. Ryan Fox at minus 8. Sam Burns at minus 8. Siwoo Kim, Cameron Young, Jackson Subrall at 7 under par. Ludvig Åberg at minus 6, along with Tommy Fleetwood. And then Scotty Scheffler, Bryson DeChambeau at 5 under par. And, of course, the big story at the Open, the two-stroke penalty issued to DeChambeau following the round for improving the area around his lie in the rough on, like, the fifth hole. And that certainly made big news overnight. But Herbert by one over Fox and Burns in the third round of the Open on a sunny day at Royal Birkdale. And, of course, the 3M Open coming here this week or next week here at the TPC of the Twin Cities. And we'll talk more about that. And we'll have a preview following the Twins and the Cubs today. And right now we're pleased to be joined by Bobby Nightingale, who covers the Twins for the Star Tribune. Bobby, always good to visit with you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Steve.
Yeah, and Bobby, what a win for the Twins coming out of the break. They get a nice start from Bailey Obert. They get a three-run home run from Ryan Jeffers, and they get some lights-out defensive plays. That catch by Luke Kieschall in center field's about as good as it gets in the eighth.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, he said he even surprised himself, and you saw Andrew Morse's reaction when he was saying wow from the mound, so one of those that fires up a team, but, I mean, give him credit. I mean, second base, he did not play great defense there. Gets moved to the outfield. He's new to it and kind of looked like a veteran out there in center field. I mean, the play that you'd think Byron Buxton would make. And, great play by Luke Kieschall.
Yeah, and they ultimately made some big plays. They got enough pitching in this game, and they beat the Cubs, and now they're at 500, and, you know, for any team that wants to contend or be in the playoffs, that's kind of a magic number. Get to 500 and then see.
Yeah, and that was kind of Derek Shelton's point after the game, was just saying, hey, I mean, there's still a long way to go. We still have more than 2 months left, but if you want to be a good team, I mean, you have to be above 500, so this is a step towards that. And, you know, it's a credit to the way they've played over the past month. I mean, they've won 8 of their last 9 series, have a chance to win another one today, so the offense has been unbelievable, just the consistency of it. Their pitching has kind of solidified a little bit, especially in the back end of the bullpen with Andrew Morse and Yoenis Gomez kind of stabilizing things. So it feels like they're more consistent as a team, and, you know, they've gotten on a roll against good teams. I mean, the Cubs are a red-hot team, and not an easy victory yesterday.
Bobby Nightingale joining us, covers the Twins for the Star Tribune on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Twins and Cubs at Wrigley Field. Thunderstorms moving through the Chicagoland area. They should clear. We should be in good shape for the ball game this afternoon. I was keeping an eye on the radar today, so do be aware of that. By the way, our lineup card begins at 12:30 today. You brought up Byron Buxton. Still not available. Is there any update on Byron Buxton?
Yeah, I think the hope is he'll be back Monday in Cleveland. He's been going through baseball activities. He's been hitting since last Tuesday, actually hit at the All-Star game. So progressing, getting there, but still some boxes to check before he's cleared and activated. So I'd expect Cleveland on Monday is probably the better target.
And if the Twins are going to stay in the mix, clearly they need Byron Buxton more days than not as they go down the stretch here in August and into September.
Absolutely. I mean, he's kind of the unquestioned leader of the team. You know what he can do offensively. I mean, he's been playing at an all-star level all season. But, you know, the Twins have a 5-2 record since he went on the injured list. I mean, they've been stepping up in his absence. You know, Luke Kuechel, as we mentioned earlier, yeah. Playing the center field that he has, but imagine this lineup, how well they've been playing if you had a healthy Byron Buxton, who is productive as he's been all season, to the top of the lineup.
Yeah, and certainly good. You brought up Ryan Jeffers, the big three-run home run, and his name, as much as anybody, has come up in trade rumors. Now, Byron Buxton has just shut that down every opportunity. I'm not going anywhere. I'm a Twin. I want to stay in a Twins uniform. That's it. Ryan Jeffers, in a different situation, he's one of those candidates to be moved. We'll see. The three-run home run last night was huge for the Twins, and boy, he's been really good.
Yeah, I mean, I think his trade situation is just a little bit different than other guys just because the catching depth that they have. I mean, they're carrying three catchers. Victor Caratini was one of the best hitters in June when Ryan Jeffers was out with his hand injury, so they've shown they can play without him. Obviously, Ryan Jeffers boosts the offense. I mean, he's been their best hitter all season, hit the three-run homer yesterday. But his trade is a little bit just because he's a free agent at the end of the year. You risk, if you don't make the playoffs and you get nothing back for him in return and he leaves in free agency, I think that's a big miss. So some urgency to the situation in terms of, yeah, he's a great trade chip. He's playing really well. He's kind of the anchor to the lineup, one of the longest tenured players. But you also don't want him to leave in free agency and you get nothing in return. So I think it's kind of battling those two things. And Victor Caratini showing, at least over the past 2 months, that, okay, if Ryan Jeffers is not in the lineup, he can elevate his game as well.
Yeah, and Bobby, we keep hearing the Yankees, the Rays, the scouts are at these games. I mean, he could check a lot of boxes for those clubs or another club. There should be interest, and if they do move him, they should be able to get help in return.
Yeah, I mean, I question if it would be major league help, just because obviously the Yankees and Rays, yeah, they're the two teams that are linked to him the most right now. You know, they're not going to trade their closers for 2 months of Ryan Jeffers. They're going to need those closers in the playoffs, you know, for themselves. I mean, they're in the best two teams in the American League right now. They're looking at how they can shape their bullpens for the playoffs, and so they're not going to weaken their own bullpen just for that. So that's a question too, kind of what is the true value for 2 months of him, Jeffers, on a rental deal. But I think it's one of those, the way that he keeps hitting the way he is, I mean, the value just keeps going up, and adds to the decision for the Twins. Now, fortunately for the Twins, they still have a few weeks before the trade deadline, and if they keep winning the way they have, you know, that puts them in a better playoff position where they don't have to trade guys.
Yeah, and about the bullpen, and I'm glad you brought that up. There are guys that are starting to establish themselves as you know, being pretty good bullpen guys for the Twins right now. You brought up Morris earlier, and he's got a big arm.
Yeah, he does. I mean, he's a guy who's been a starter his career, goes to the bullpen, stuff has ticked up. I mean, you kind of look at what Griffin Jacks did before he became an elite reliever, Louis Varland, kind of following the same blueprint where it was like, okay, this is a starter. He never came out to the big leagues as a starter, but in AAA, it was like, okay, his strikeout rate's a little low. You know, we'll see how he's kind of an innings eater, strike thrower. But there are questions kind of the stuff-wise, how he's going to get through a lineup three times. Well, now you put him in the bullpen. Now, instead of throwing 94, 95, he's throwing 99 to 100. His off-speed pitches are a lot sharper, and it's like, okay, this is a kind of a different animal. So I think the Twins look at it that way. And as you mentioned, I mean, it's solidified. You know, Yoandris Gomez is having a great season with the Twins since he came over. And, you know, Tommy Nance got four or five outs for him yesterday. They were pretty valuable. So you can see the back end solidifying. I mean, when they're in when they have leads, you can expect Morris, you can expect Gomez to pitch, and those guys have been reliable for over a month now.
Yeah, and he's just a kid, what, 24 years old?
Yeah, spring training, he was kind of buried on the starting pitching depth chart. Now, he kind of moved his way up after injuries, like Pablo Lopez went down, McAble's out with an injury, Connor Prelip goes down.
Yeah.
But he was kind of that starting pitching depth, and now you notice when you get him to the bullpen and he starts throwing 99 to 100, it's kind of like Louis Varland, where kind of Louis Varland was in that mix where like had trouble establishing himself as a starter, was in AAA a lot. Then you see him in the bullpen, and it's like, okay, this is a completely different pitcher.
Today, Twins and Cubs at Wrigley Field, and Taj Bradley. And talk about a guy who's on a roll going into the break. In a big start today as the Twins try and hang in there with the White Sox. Lead Cleveland, the Twins in third, still three games back.
Yeah, I mean, Taj has been excellent over the last four or five starts, as you mentioned. And, you know, Derek Shelton sent him down and said, hey, I want you to get your swagger back. I feel like you lost it after the injury. Had a few bad starts when he first came back. And since then, I mean, he's been on a roll. Strikeouts are way up. Been a little bit more efficient, so he's pitching deeper in games. And kind of establishing himself as, you know, the surefire number two starter in this rotation behind Joe Ryan.
Yeah, and the Cubs, good club. They're having a nice year. I mean, for the Twins to be able to come in and win another series at Wrigley Field this weekend would be a terrific way. What was it, 8-9 going into the break, and for them to be able to win a series against a good team like Chicago at Wrigley, that would be a really nice start to the second half.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, this is a big weekend for the Cubs. They're celebrating the 10-year anniversary of their 2016 team that won the World Series. They all got introduced here this morning. So, you know, it's a pretty festive and lively environment. I mean, they have a lot of celebrities in the house. And, you know, for the Twins to take the series opener, I mean, this is a Cubs team that's been playing really well. And since the start of June, I think they have the best record in the National League. So they've been a red-hot team. They just Twins got them in the first game. And if they can take a series from them, I mean, that's kind of continuing the trend. They beat the Yankees at the beginning of July. And, you know, now they're playing really well against the Cubs.
Bobby, you were on the Reds beat. Now you're on the Twins beat for the Star Tribune. Do you always enjoy your trips to Wrigley? I mean, it's got to be fun as a reporter to be there.
It is, yeah. It's you know, it's different when Cincinnati used to come three times a year, and
right.
not that it gets old, but you know, you get used to it a little bit. And now that it, you know, the Twins visit only once every other year, feels you kind of savor it a little bit more, and all the traditions in the ballpark, and you know, the Twins had their annual, or not their annual, but every time they come, they have the rookies do a coffee run in full uniform at Starbucks, so they did that this morning. So a lot of traditions at Wrigley.
Yeah, and it's just a lot of fun, and it's definitely one of those road trips that's an easy drive for Twins fans to come down there, and I'm sure you've seen a lot of Twins fans around the park.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, this is got to be outside of Milwaukee. It's probably number two on the list of, you know, where you see the most Twins fans, and you know, it's good for the environment. I mean, it's just one of those big crowds. Obviously, they're here celebrating the 2016 team, and helps when you have the visiting crowds that come to you know, cheer against the Cubs.
All right. Finally, a weather update. The storms moved through. What's going on at Wrigley?
Yeah, it seems like it's raining off and on, but I think there's still hope that they'll start the game on time. So hopefully that's the case.
Yeah, radar shows it should move through fairly quickly. It rained really hard here in the cities last night, and then it moved through quickly, and I would assume that's the same system right now in the Chicagoland area. Bobby, it's always great. Thanks so much for the time.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks, Steve.
All right, there he is, Bobby Nightingale, Twins beat writer for the Star Tribune. He's at Wrigley for game two of the three-game set. Taj Bradley on the mound. One game already underway in the majors, and the Cleveland Guardians and Pittsburgh Pirates are underway in Cleveland. We'll have a scoreboard update, sneak peek at the lineup, and a couple of highlights from the win 5-2 over the Cubs last night. On the way here at News Talk, 830 WCCO.